You're listening to Stateside. I'm Bryce Huffman with Bridge Detroit in for April Bear. About 10 years ago, Tommy Walker Jr. took a common sentiment in Detroit and he printed it on a shirt. It said, in stark white lettering on a black background, Detroit versus everybody. It's the mantra of the underdog, a story of resilience, ultimate victory. Detroiters knew, despite the grim narrative perpetuated around the world, their city was and still is a goldmine of talent, hustle, and style. Detroit versus everybody has now become an internationally recognized brand. The versus everybody design has been adapted for over 10 major cities across the U.S. And this month, Tommy Walker brought the brand into the luxury fashion space. He collaborated with Gucci on limited edition t-shirt in celebration of its community initiative, Gucci Changemakers. Here to talk more about Detroit versus everybody and the collaboration is Tommy Walker Jr. Tommy, welcome to Stateside.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing great. I've read that you say Detroit versus everybody has always been here as a sort of cultural ethos. You just put it on a shirt. Still, those are very powerful words to wear on your chest. Can you tell us about the decision to put it on clothing and brand it?
Yeah, I like to say that I took the temperature of the city and I diagnosed it Detroit versus everybody. So I launched in 2012, and around that time, the city was getting a lot of bad press. And I'm a graphic designer by trade, and you know, I was flying all over the country working with different artists and different record labels and branding them, and consulting with them with their image and getting them ready to launch and doing merchandise and things of that nature. And the narrative that was being sold across the country with Detroit was false. It's like for years, Detroit was a city that, you know, was being marketed a place to stay away from, a very dangerous place. But, you know, my buddies and I who are on the leading edge of, you know, the creative world in the city of Detroit here have been since, 2012 going farther back, were actually monumental in changing the narrative of into what is now one of growth and rebuilding. You know, that this was going on way before it was getting any positive press. So in 2012, it was actually one significant trip to Los Angeles in which I left my apartment, in which I saw our mayor, who in 2012 was going through a little situation. And it was just headline news everywhere in Detroit. And that made sense because we're in Detroit. But when I went to Los Angeles on a business trip and I got off of the airplane and I saw Kwame, who was our mayor, on a television 2,200 miles across the country, it just kind of like opened up my brain to the importance of the city of Detroit and how important Detroit is to culture and just in the grand scheme of things. And I took that trip from California back home with me to Detroit, where as I lived and, went about my life, it began to slowly grow into something deeper. And Detroit versus everybody was born.
When did you realize you had something big?
I knew that we had something big the second that I created the logo. It took about 2 weeks to finalize it. You know, you see a text, you think that is just, you know, type it out and print it. But it was a lot of energy that went into that logo. And the moment that I finished it, I knew I had it. I knew when it was done, I shed a tear. And then we went and we registered Detroit versus everybody and versus everybody because, you know, from the jump, you knew it was bigger. It was a bigger message than Detroit.
Right, right. And what do you think that Detroit versus everybody brand has meant for Detroiters? I mean, I know it's meant a lot to me and my friends, but what do you think it's meant to other Detroiters?
Well, the Detroit versus everybody brand has turned into the battle cry of the city. Well, Detroit has been, it's something that's been knocked off, you know, unofficially by the entire world, you know. So it's one of those things to where it's like imitation is the greatest form of flattery, supposedly. You know, but it just shows the potency of the energy that comes from Detroit. You know, even going back all the way from Motown, you know, it's like Detroit just has a soul that just permeates all things. You know, so I think that this this logo connects in a way that every Detroiter feels as if it is theirs, it is ours, and we protect it with our lives. And it's also kind of like a pride there, because we know that every other city, state, town wants it, you know.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I know you've expanded the brand to include a number of other cities, LA, DC, Atlanta, Chicago, and expansion makes sense from a business perspective, especially for something as popular as the DVE brand, but it also raises the question of whether it changes the message behind the art, if it's something that has to be shared with other cities, you know, outside of Detroit. Can you tell us about the decision to expand and kind of how you came up with the idea to let other cities use that versus everybody?
Well, it was kind of like always part of the plan. The phase that we're in now is from Detroit to everybody. We present to you versus everybody. So it's more so of a message of unity that can be and was created to be adopted by other individuals, other groups, by other tribes. The unity piece comes from that, you know, there's 100 ones to make 100. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, in order to accomplish the goal, I found in my life that the best way to do that is small increments at a time. So just looking at the condition of the world, the condition of society, the versus everybody message is one of, it says that it started in Detroit, and with the way that it has inevitably united the city of Detroit, I want it to be a blueprint of something that can be taken and to other cities. And, you know, in that way, as we affect each city individually, we'll be affecting, you know, the world as a whole. And the plan is to have it all snowball until the entire globe is covered in with the versus everybody message.
I like that. A lot of Detroiters felt kind of a way seeing other cities rock the versus everybody. But obviously, you mentioned that you're trying to unify people. What message do you have for Detroiters who might be a little disgruntled that, you know, it's not necessarily ours anymore?
It is ours. Like, you can't take away the origin, you know? Like, it doesn't matter, you know, where it goes, you know what I'm saying? Like, for all of you Detroiters who feel as if this is yours, it still is yours, you know what I'm saying? But now, the rest of the world can feel how you guys feel, you know what I'm saying? It's like, what? Like, that feeling, you know, you're gonna, you know, trademark a feeling? You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, man, like, I want to say to those that every person that, if it's Hawaii versus everybody, that was born from Detroit. If it's Atlanta versus everybody, that was born from Detroit. If it's, I've seen Thailand, you know what I'm saying, versus everybody. Guess what? It was born from Detroit. So I'm just going to say, you know, just, you got to feel me on that, you know, and wear that pride, you know, that. Wear that with pride, the fact that Detroit, again, has influenced the world.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Tommy Walker, the founder of the Detroit versus Everybody clothing brand. One of the major iterations of the brand we've seen the past year is the Everybody versus COVID-19 fundraising efforts. I'm actually holding my Everybody versus COVID-19 face mask as we speak. How has COVID affected your life and your business this past year?
COVID has been... you know, just like a cloud hovering over us, you know, over us all. In our business, we have pivoted. So in 2012, we actually have a subsidiary brand, which is Everybody Versus. Now, Everybody Versus is our philanthropic leg, in which we use this platform to launch projects in which we donate portions of proceeds to different organizations, and, you know, and different programs, and, you know, for kids, it's just whatever we see fit, or whatever the certain project is geared towards. That's what we're donating portion of proceeds to. But the Everybody Versus COVID-19 program that we did, we actually recently partnered with the TechTown and the Detroit Small Business Stabilization Funds, in which we donated portion of proceeds from our Everybody Versus COVID-19 sales to them. And you know, I felt as if we, as a team, my team, we felt as if that was a good, that was a fund that made sense, seeing it that we are entrepreneurs and you know, that we are going through it together and we are one. So it just made all the sense in the world to help out our you know, fellow entrepreneurs throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, in which we're still going through, and you know, a lot of businesses, especially mom and pop, and especially smaller businesses, have been affected negatively. So we just wanted to, you know, we always say don't complain, contribute. So I just really wanted to do our part and use our platform to do what we could.
And now you're doing this huge collaboration with Gucci, you know, a brand that has been obviously very famous across the world for some time now. How did this first come about?
So this Gucci situation has been going about for about 2 years. We actually worked on this throughout the COVID situation. COVID actually was a catalyst in making this really an impactful project, which it was very impactful. And you know, the culture around the Detroit Versus Everybody store is that it's a place that you have to come to. You know, it's a place mm-hmm. that when you're in Detroit, you got to go to it. You got to go on your own, or you know, when you come to Detroit with, you know, you meet with your cousin, your uncle, your auntie, and they're like, hey, you know, take me somewhere. You know, they're like, okay, well, let's take you to the Detroit Versus Everybody store. So Antoine Phillips, who works with at Gucci, was in town, and a friend of his brought him, Mike Ford, brought him by the Detroit Versus Everybody store. He came into the store, and then he was like, man, I want to meet this guy. You know, I want to meet Tommy. I really like what he's doing. I've seen him before, but I've seen it around. I just understand the story. And he invited me to dinner and this movie premiere that they were doing here on Techno. And went there and met Antoine, and, you know, he and I hit it off. You know, he and I was on the same wavelength. And from there, the conversation began. And, you know, he would check in every week, months, and here and there. And, you know, organically, the project grew into what you guys saw us release, which was a global project in which we did 11 markets, 11 change maker markets, That Market Versus Everybody. And we also did Gucci Versus Everybody, which was available in stores and online as well. So it was a very revolutionary, you know, that project really did change things. No brand that large has done something on that scale, that creative, that impactful, that I've seen, you know, and I've really tried, I've really dug, you know, and tried to make that statement that I just said not be true, you know what I'm saying? But we for real definitely did some, it was a groundbreaking project.
So, you know, you just talked about the impactfulness. What does it mean to you that this is not just a fashion collaboration, but that you're actually making a difference with the Gucci Changemaker Social Impact Initiative?
It means everything to me. That's one of our biggest things here at Detroit Versus Everybody, is you want to do things that mean something. We're not just here just to make money. You know what I mean? We're here to actually affect culture, you know, to actually affect change, to, you know, just try to stop people from doing a lot of thoughting and, you know, line those up into, you know, thinking, you know. So it's one of those things to where the connectivity to is dope. Yeah, it's very dope to work with Gucci, but it's doper to work with Gucci for a cause.
And I know that, you know, Detroit is a city that has had so much impact as far as the creative arts go, from architecture to automotive design, techno to Motown, and, you know, the list goes on and on. And now you're a part of that. Where do you see yourself in Detroit's art scene and legacy?
Oh, I'm like a Berry Gordy figure. You know what I mean? this is just the beginning. I'm here. You know, you're gonna be talking about my team and us, you know, for well after we're gone, because what we're making is lasting. You know, and that's our goal. That's the purpose. You know, I've been blessed to have a team. I've been blessed to be, you know, given a team, shown a team that likes to do the work. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's like we just really. I got a team full of individuals who are not interested in cutting any corners. And, you know, that's honestly all that I can really, that's the most important thing to me, is having a team, because we can do anything. I wish I could, you know, it's some stories, you know, some things that we've overcome, and to where our confidence is sky high. And, you know, it's Detroit versus everybody by Tommy Walker for sure, but there are so many individuals that are involved, or, you know, are the reason why you're speaking to me now, until I for sure want that to be known. You know, like there are many souls involved in bringing this project and bringing this company to the forefront.
So what can we as Detroiters and the rest of the world look forward to seeing next from Tommy Walker?
Just let me just say, I don't want to do anything that has been done. So it's like, you know, like we are in the process now of like being completely focused on our trajectory and shooting higher than we ever thought. You know, like we're completely in trying to impress ourselves with our accomplishments, and trying to, how can I say it, do things that are out of this world, you know, like. For example, all we hear with the Gucci connection is, man, this is crazy, man. You guys brought Gucci to Detroit. Nobody would have thought it. And it's like, yeah, we're gonna continue to, by the grace of God, we're gonna continue to create magic like this.
All right, Tommy Walker, founder of Detroit versus Everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. It was honestly a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Thank you, man. Have fun.